Okay.
But it's not. The party's in heaven.
All right, Pat. Thank you.
Back to what we can do. We are going to have a third party.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you the name of it. But we're going to have a third party.
The party of God.
The judges. Nobody can do anything now. Everything every governor does, everything every everybody does is disannulled by those federals. But there's something Christians can do about it. And
very good, Pat. Very good. Exactly. Unfortunately. We are out of time, and we're going to discuss probably one of these days. We will discuss heaven and hell and who's going to be there. But it's silly if we really think if someone did not read the Bible that they're going to be going to hell. People who read the Bible are about 1 billion and something. So what do we do with the 6 billion? Put them in hell? Anyway, that's all we have for you. We'll see you next time, next week, same place, same time. Goodbye, and go do the right thing.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And here we are. Hoping our kinsmen down in Florida are surviving as best they can. This is James Kelso up in North Dakota. No flooding up here, although we sure have seen flooding here. The town I'm in was totally underwater in 1997. Welcome to the show. This is the combined American Freedom Party report and the Trump phenomenon, 6-day-a-week show that we're presenting here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's always live, and we invite your participation. Call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And got a one special buddy. He may be listening right now down in Florida. And talked to him earlier this morning. He'll know who he is. And really something to hear from an old friend down in what's called the Redneck Riviera of Florida, and which will, I guess, is expected to be hit by a much reduced hurricane, which will be a tropical storm, apparently, by the time it reaches the Redneck Riviera. Which is otherwise known as the Florida Panhandle. We're going to start the show off solo today with my usual co-host, Paul Fromm in Canada, and George on the East Coast. And by the way, it looks as if George has done fine in this particular hurricane, and he is not going to be flooded out. So there was a lot of worry there. I'll tell you what, we'll celebrate that a little bit. I'll begin with a little bit of celebratory song. This might become a... Oh, there he is, George. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, James. Another well-timed Bill Gates takeover, but we're on the air.
Okay, yeah. That's why I operate multiple computers, folks. In case Bill Gates decides to take over any one of my 4 24-inch screens that surround me, I can just ditch that one and jump onto another one. And then I've got even the best backup of all, which is George and Paul. And when I falter, they can pick up the torch. Well, you know, something that you know, music is already a pretty important part of this show. We bring you great stuff from Merle Haggard and Hank Williams Jr. and others. I'd like to once in a while just do a kind of a musical, just a musical moment that expresses the spirit that's behind this show, which is that we're a big white family. And the great thing happening right now, the revolution that's even greater than the Trump revolution, but the Trump revolution is part and parcel of this greater movement or revolution. And that is, we're starting to function as a white family. All our peoples, all part of this great European ethnicity of which we're all part. And there he is. There's part of our ethnicity right there coming in from Canada, Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good. I was going to start the show off. Well, folks, this is Paul Fromm from Canada, and he is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party. And I can see his signal just clicked out, but that's okay. I'm just introducing you, Paul. He is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party and quite a fan of good music himself. He'll be back with us in just a moment. So I'm going to kick off. Paul, I'm going to kick off the show here. I know you're a real fan of good music, especially good white music.
Yes.
And I discovered a real gem this week, of which I had been previously blissfully ignorant. And that is, there's a band in Ireland called the Saw Doctors. It's an odd name, Saw Doctors. It refers to repair man who would travel around sharpening saws and knives.
Right.
And so they just, when they were forming their band as young men, they just said, "Wow, what do we use for a name?" And for a temporary name, they took Saw Doctors. And, well, they never changed it. They've had a bunch of number one songs on the Irish charts. And when you hear them singing, it's wonderful. I'll tell you what, Paul, I'm just going to get into what they do, because a lot of my ancestry comes from the Emerald Isle. And so this is like reconnecting with yourself, with your own people. And I'm going to play a little bit of a song called the Joyce Country Cayley Band. And you're going to have, for us folks who are not used to Irish idiom, you're going to have a little bit of trouble understanding the words. But I'll tell you what, I recommend to you, listen to Irish song. And once you get the hang of it, it's you immediately hear it. So, for instance, just that word band, it's a bond, the Joyce Country Cayley Band. And so I'm just going to play a little bit of it, because it's the spirit of our people. And visualize this, a crowd of thousands of young Irish men and women, boys and girls, just jumping up and down, waving their arms, all of them singing at the top of their lungs, singing along with this very popular Irish band, the Sax, the Saw Doctors. And here, I'll play it. I'm just going to play a little bit right here. And what's a Cayley band? This is also, I'm learning more about my own past. A Cayley is a social get-together. In both Ireland and Scotland, very traditional, goes all the way back to Gaelic times. And here, I'll even read it to you. A little bit of European white lore here. Where is that article on Cayleys? It is I should find it right here. Where did it go? Okay. I lost it for just a moment there, but I can get it back awfully easily. Let me just do that right here. We'll skip that. But a Cayley is a social get-together at which people sing, they dance, they get married, they have wakes, and I'll read you some of the lyrics. So just to help you on this Irish idiom, so that you understand it better, here it is. We're the Joyce Country Cayley Band, playing away, and we're doing grand. We're singing a song, won't you give us a hand? because we're the Joyce Country Kaylee Bond. And these, and then it's Friday night, off we go. Tune the fiddle, strain the bow. Take it handy for the first few sets. Sure, there's hardly anyone listening yet. Then Thomas and Mary out on the floor. Well, they never lost it, that's for sure. In his sparking shoes and his dad's white shirt, she's got a brand new perm and a plaited skirt. I'm trying to improve my Irish. Yeah, we do do's and functions, weddings and wakes, meats and salads, buns and cakes. Well, if you need a few tunes, just give us a call for the house, the pub, or the parish hall. Oh, here we go. Let me just listen. We'll just listen in for a second here. Where are they? Where are you guys? Please be there. Here it is, right here.
One of the school singers, every night we're there, we pretend that we're trying to be a candy man. And we're about a fair removal from a proper candy man, whatever it is.
It'll be hard to understand.
Direct up the road from tune, we have for you another tune band.
Now, he just said, direct from Tuam. Tuam is a town in Galway, Ireland. T-U-A-M. It's where this band comes from. Tuam. Just a little town. They're just normal, white, the Irish folk. And it's just so folksy what they do. And they're, but that's in Galway on the west coast of Ireland. And here they are.
The 2003 mother of the Joyce Country Candy Band.
Oh, and they're singing. This is a Galway crowd. Thousands.
I'm in the Joyce Country, Canada.
Sadly, folks, I've got to turn it down just for copyright reasons. I can't play the whole song. I can just play a little bit. But I recommend it when you get a chance. Go listen to the Saw Doctors and any kind of music. Couldn't you hear it there, folks? Couldn't you hear Appalachia in that music? You could hear Scotland in that music. You could hear, clogging in that music. You can hear it all. And that's us. That's our people. And let me tell you, the part of this you couldn't see, the prettiest girls you ever did see playing on.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear any raggy.
No.
I'm devastated. Don't I hear any hip hop?
Yeah. And they're playing these wonderful Irish drums and tin whistles and accordions. It is just so wonderful. And you know, Paul, part of what set me to this, just looking for this, what led me to this band, was I was watching the music that my kids are getting in school on the websites and things where they're instructed in kindergarten and in seventh grade. And it was so, as you say, it was so reggae. It was so it was everything but white. And so I was just thinking to myself.
James, I think the word you were looking for is crap. Oh, that's
crap. Yeah. Well, but the important thing is, I was thinking, well, you know, my kids are 6 and 12, and their minds are just forming. And if they're getting soaked in some other people's music, this isn't fair to them. I mean, this is they're at the stage where their brains, their minds, their souls are forming. They're taking this all in.
James, I'm going with you here.
Yeah.
You grocery stores in America in 1958, 1968, most of them had put in sound systems. And what was coming out of the speakers in 1968? Right. Traditional American easy listening music, usually all instrumental or elevator music.
Right.
And it was that way for years, and there was some magic turnaround in the 70s or 80s or whatever. And you go into any retail store in the country now, and what comes out of that speakers? 100% non-white crap. Take your pick. If it's pop or crap or rap or inner city, whatever it is, it sucks. So yeah. I'm all for, you know, where can I come up with some way to make all the grocery stores in America go back to having easy listening music in it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just occurring to me, you know, and folks, we as adults, it's so easy. It would be easy for us to miss this and to just kind of, we ignore it, we tune it out. But these poor children, they're not tuning it out. They're eagerly listening. The stuff that they're given, crap, as you say correctly, George, they're assuming that we, the adults, are giving them something good. They assume that. It's like when you feed them something, they assume it's good and they bite into it. They trust us. So this music they're exposed to, they're incorporating it into their spirits. And this is going to have a bad effect later on, surely. Because much of what we are, it's in our music. It's in our art. And if they're deprived of this, this has to have a horrible outcome immediately and later and permanently. So we have to take every opportunity we can as adults to be alert. With my kids, what I'm doing is I'm playing this music for them and putting it up on the big screen, and then we're jumping around the living room just like all the Irish folks in Galway, and and they're learning to listen to Irish music. So they can connect.
It's good stuff. And these Irishmen, they're not painted up like the modern bands we see today with satanic regalia and the Kiss Factor from 30 years ago. They're not listening to all the garbage that comes out of pop music. I don't even know what half of it is. All I know is that the stuff that passes for music in the last 30 or 40 years, you know, the rock and roll invasion was bad enough. It replaced the wholesome music with the crazy crap that you and I grew up in the 60s and 70s. Everything since then has been an order of magnitude more disgusting. And I'm not, call me an old fogey or whatnot, but I utterly refuse to listen to it. And so I dare someone anywhere to show me one solid citizen anywhere in the pop music world, anywhere in the entire world.
Yes. Yes. And, let's see. I'm going to indulge myself just a little bit more. I hope you folks find this interesting. Let me just put up something more here and just get through the ad here. I'm just going to get a little clip of a little more music from the Saw Doctors. And this song is called The Red and Green of Mayo. And Mayo is another County Mayo in Ireland, just north of Galway. And there's an island in County Mayo called Clare Island, which is just a great, very legendary in Irish history. And let me just see if I can't just play this, just a little taste of this, the red and the green and red of Mayo. Another beautiful, beautiful song, just steeped in our history. Let me see if I can't get this. I'll have it tuned up for you right after the break. We'll see you in just a minute.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And here's another. We're back here with the Trump phenomenon, and I guess I'm just in a really musical mood here. I'm going to give you another clip. I can't give you more than that of a song. And by the way, it is copyright possible. You can actually go through a whole song if you do a commentary. I'm not going to do that on you here, but if we actually went through a song and I paused and then made a comment, then go back into it, you can go through. Any text or song, if you're doing it for critical purposes, which is what we're doing, you can, in fact, under the First Amendment in America, you can speak about somebody's song and play it in order to comment upon it. So here is a little, this is another song, very inspiring. This is called The Green and Red of Mayo, which is on the west there where the Atlantic bumps into Ireland. And they're singing about a song called Clare Island, a very small island on which lived a legendary figure in Irish history who was alive during the time of Henry VIII and Elizabeth I. And she was called Granuaile, or another a way of saying her name. You know, when you jump back from Irish Gaelic to Scottish Gaelic to English. So, but it's worth, you know, Paul, I know you probably made a much bigger effort than I have. It's really, really interesting to learn to pronounce things in Gaelic.
Yes, it is.
But her, But her name, one of her ways her name has been anglicized is Grace O'Malley. Grace O'Malley. And the O'Malleys ruled Clare Island. So here's a little history. And of course, she had the classic situation of the Irish, which is first job, staying alive, surviving. And then one of the difficulties in doing that is survive the territorial ambitions, the conquering ambitions of their neighbors, the English. And you did the best you could is what you had to do. Here is this tune. Let me just get it going here. Where is the music? Here it is. So this is called The Green and Red of Mayo. And I'll give you the lyrics just to start you out because it's a little bit so you understand the lyrics a little bit. It is. Where are they? Where'd it go? Oh, did it disappear on me? Here it is. It's a different one. All right. I'll just play it, and here you go. No, here it is. Here are the lyrics. Sorry. It says, on the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy bogland, its tall, majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore. Boy, that's us forevermore. Are we going to stay forevermore in our land? Yes, we are.
That's from the battle we're facing. That's the battle we're in. Are we going to prevail here in North America and on the continent the European founding settler people built, or are we going to lose it? That's the battle here.
Yes, and folks, we need our artists. We need them badly. We need great singers, great writers, great poets, great Irish poets. We need them to win this battle. From its rolling coastal waters, I can see Crowpatrick's Peak. And there's a bit of Gaelic there that I don't know yet, but I'll learn it. C-R-O-A-G-H. And I'm just pronouncing it Crow. I can see Crowpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer, the pilgrims climb the reek. Where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clue Bay, that's the bay in front of Clare Island, and with a ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray, there to pray. Oh, take me to Clare Island, the home of Granuaile, that's Grace O'Malley. Its waters harbor fishes from the herring to the whale. And now I must depart it, and reality is plain. May the time not pass so slowly before I set sail again. Set sail again, and that would be set sail again to visit Clare Island. So here they come, the Saw Doctors. I'll get it to the beginning here. This is the same huge crowd in Galway right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And during the break, I learned a bunch during the break. I'm going to play for you a real musical treat here. This is The Green and Red of Mayo. Going to the lyrics, I'll explain a little bit of it. I learned a little Gaelic here during the break. The song is The Green and Red of Mayo, I Can See It Still. It's soft and craggy bogland, its tall, majestic hills. Where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore. That could be an anthem for our cause, Paul.
Yes. Those words are beautiful.
Some more words here that I'll explain them. I said Crow Patrick. Well, I actually got that right. That's about how it's pronounced in Gaelic. Crow Patrick means Patrick's stack or rick of hay, because it looks like a stack of hay. Crow Patrick, it's a tall peak in County Mayo. And where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the rick. Well, that's what they do. The pilgrims come there because, according to legend, St. Patrick in the year 441 prayed for a week on top of this mountain, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clew Bay, and with a ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray. And then he talks about Clare Island, which is just offshore from this, the home of Granuel, Grace O'Malley. Its harbors, its waters harbor fishes from the herring to the whale. And the a beautiful bit of lore that I learned here is that on Crow Patrick, recently, in recent years, gold was discovered. And pilgrims, by the many thousands, climb barefoot to the top every a Sunday, every summer. But the County Mayo Council decided, and they assayed the ore, and they found that the ore in this hill, this peak, is valued at $400 million. And very rightly, the County Mayo Council said, no, this is our sacred traditional hill of our people. It's worth more as that. Our lore and our history is worth more than $400 million in bucks. Isn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
So here's the song. Here's the spirit of it all in the song. Listen to it. And you'll hear the singer you hear is Davy Carton, a handsome Irishman, and just as handsome as all these Irish girls are beautiful. Here it is. And everybody's white. Thousands. Galway.
Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy bogland, it's tall, majestic hills, where the ocean kisses island, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the meaning that came over me, stay forevermore. Hey!
Stay forevermore. Forever is a long time.
From its rolling coast of waters, I can see Crow Patrick's peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reek, where St. Patrick in his solitude looked down across the bay.
I've got to turn it down. Oh, my goodness. And folks, that is the year of that concert, Paul and George, is 2003. But the crowd, there's not a non-white face in the crowd. Thousands. I can't see them all. But my gosh, they're in Galway, in Galway County, and they're singing about County Mayo just to the north. Oh, my goodness. And there's all, you know, we have all sorts of, if you look for it, you know, we have to go out and find it. We have music of our own folk everywhere in every white land. It's beautiful, beautiful music. It's so much more inspiring. I like your term, George, your technical term, the French term crap. that's all we've been getting. That's all that's on AM or FM radio, with the exception of some country stations. It's just garbage. And it's taking a spiritual toll on us, don't you think?
Oh, rock and roll music, God bless us. We all grew up with it. But it reaps a bitter harvest every year, and it has for 50 years. and young white people all over the world, a lot of them get sucked into it, and they go from a decent family to a catastrophe.
Yeah.
And people want to deny it, but it's not deniable. I'm desperately trying to find a Catholic book that I read a bunch of times going, you know, you better protect your kids from, you know, the rock and roll industry, because if they get your kid, you'll never get him back.
Yeah.
And then, I've certainly seen it. I've grown up with him. I have blood relatives. They live what they see with the average group of long-haired freaky people doing the singing. I mean, we all have a weakness for it. It's so prevalent, but it will rot your soul. It will take your kid, and it's a hell of a tug of war. You know, I had a guitar in my hand for 25 years too, and watching my cousins and whatnot go into their satanic blood metal and satanic rock, and my freaky cousins from the 60s think it's a wonderful idea. It claims victim, sports fans. Your kid will never come back from that if they get involved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and in that tug of war, ladies and gentlemen, there's some really – one of the reasons I'm recommending these Saw Doctors, and if you can find – well, of course you can find other groups like them. If you watch this video, they are playing – their drummer is hot. He is smoking. So if a kid is attracted by the sound or the beat or the power or the drive of rock and roll or some other reggae or something else is this awful, this has all that drive, all that power, all that beat, all that energy to it, and it's all that cool. Kids want cool. Well, this is utterly cool, you know, with a light show going here and the, you know, everybody's young and beautiful and the guitarists are virtuosic and, you know, the girls are beautiful and they're fiddling, they're burning up their fiddles. It's really, so if you find something like this, it's to a kid, it's not going to, I'm going to use this on my own children. This does not seem square or uncool. I'm going to put it up on the 50-inch TV. Computer screen, the 50-inch computer screen, turn up the volume and let them imbibe this. And it's just going to, I know it's going to sink into them, because after I listen to this the next morning, I wake up and I'm singing the green and red of Mayo. It really does take over. Music really goes deep. And there you go. Let me just look here. That was our musical interlude, which went on for quite a while. But I just want to mention to you that the lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I don't see any calls right now. I'm just looking. I don't see any calls. So you can call in with your musical experience or something that you want to talk about today. Of course, let's talk about the hurricane. And George, can you give us something of an update on where it's been and what it's done?
Well, I'm sweating it out. So my property in the northeast corner of Florida is about, I don't know, as sheltered from it as you can get, but they still have 50 knots of wind up there. The track has swung a little further west. It's starting to make its way, you know, very close to the Keys, and tomorrow should be swinging up the Gulf Coast and making people very, very happy as it goes. So Fort Myers, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Naples, all those nice places, eventually Apalachicola too, they're going to feel a very, very strong storm. And it's an ugly thing, but it's kind of, it's not packing 140-mile-an-hour winds anymore. It's down more like 100. Nevertheless, this has gotten, Florida is completely paralyzed right now, and it's a very instructive thing to look. And there's lots of stories about people who could not evacuate. My old boss has taken in two people that drove up from Boca Raton because they couldn't get any further north because, you know, the roads are so clogged. So it swung out into the Gulf of Mexico just a little bit. It's hard to tell if that's good news or not. The further west it goes, the worse it is for the West Coast, because prevailing winds will start being out of the west, and it'll pile up more storm surge. So Irma's a nasty thing, and I encourage listeners, RBN folks out there, if you're on the air and listening to us, if you have a firsthand report, please join in.
All righty. That's a good report. And it looks, thank goodness, it looks as if the damage is much less than it could have been. And there's another storm coming. But it looks as if, it's not a total catastrophe at all. Let's go to a caller, Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, if it's okay, since you're on this topic of music, can I talk a little bit about it?
Of course.
Okay, great. I'm in my mid-60s. I grew up, with classic rock, but at least back then in the 60s and 70s, not always, but a lot of times, they had a message. They had something they wanted to say. And the musicianship, generally speaking, I think was pretty darn good as compared to the crap you got nowadays. But in a way, I'm kind of over classic rock, great memories, been there, done that. I found this website that you might want to check out. It's called earbits.com, earbits.com. And I've been kind of getting into folk music and bluegrass music, because that's kind of my roots in a way. My mom's side of the family is from Appalachia in Virginia. And so you go there, earbits.com, and they got pretty much got every genre of music and you can think of, and they have sub-genres of the music. Like folk music, they got like five or six different sub-genres that you can listen to. It's really, really good. So okay. There's good music out there, but you're rarely ever going to hear it on mainstream FM radio.
Yes. We have to create an alternate world, an alternate channel of communication, and music is part of that. And we need to encourage and recruit musicians to lift themselves up out of the political correctness swamp. And we can do this.
I'm going to get with Mike here. So
yes,
I spent some time in that interesting place called Maryland. About your age, I remember growing up, the AM and FM dial in 1969 was, first of all, it was 100% white. There were no Spanish speaking. There were no Muslims. There was no, what we have now. And there was a pretty good mix of pop music stations. There were old fogies music, which me and my dad loved. The FM was coming into its own because that's where you want to listen to high fidelity, the latest rock and roll music. And that went on for a whole lot of years. In the 80s and 90s, God bless them, the people with the billions said, enough of this. Now you turn on your radio in the area between, we'll say, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and just try and find a rock and roll station. It's even in English. And well over half of all the transmissions coming out in this part now are either in Spanish or Farsi. I think it stinks. And you'd never even know you're in the United States if you turn the damn radio on in your car. So you can listen to whatever the latest thing is that's coming out of Mexico or Caracas or whatever. It sure isn't white, and it sure isn't English.
You're absolutely right. And like here in Maryland, it seems like half the AM stations are Spanish. And I was going to say something. You just really, plus the fact with the music nowadays, they have electronic modulation. So even the pop star, you're not getting the real voice because they manipulate the CD and recording studio to make it sound better. Like Justin Bieber had a concert a while back. He dropped his microphone and he's still singing. That ruined the career of Milli Vanilli. But apparently people are so dumbed down, they don't care anymore.
Well, Mike, speaking of beautiful voices, part of the beauty, part of what we are as white folks is our beauty, that's unique to us and that it strikes us. In other words, we that beauty is apparent to us. Who cares what other races think of our appearance or who we are? It's that beauty is ours, and the appreciation of it is also unique to us. As Jared Taylor likes to say, only we can be us. And I want to play for you now. Again, I have to just do a snippet. If you had to figure, if you had to find the most beautiful white voice you could possibly find, one of the people you would have to consider is Emmy Lou Harris. Emmy Lou Harris is now, I think, about 70 years old. This is a recording of a live performance she did of a song called Tulsa Queen when she was 30 years old. So this is back in the 1970s, I believe. But this is, or 70s or 80s. She did this in England. This is called Tulsa Queen. You will not hear a more beautiful voice and more just listen to the instrumentalists. It's just, this is white music. Now an American version right after this break. Stay tuned.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. We'll be right back.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow,
Hello, Woodrow.
And I was born and raised in no ghetto.
Do my thing. Well, I'm going to play a white girl here who's been looking for a place to do her thing. This is turning into a musical show here. This is just a little clip here of Emmylou Harris. I'm going to do two clips of Emmylou Harris. One is, and this is Nashville, folks, and Merle Haggard. Boy, if Merle Haggard were still alive and he were asked got the most beautiful voice of any woman on earth, Emmylou Harris would be on his short list. Here she is at 30 years old in 1977 singing Tulsa Queen. Here you go. I'll just play a little bit of it. What a voice. That's her on the guitar. Folks, it doesn't get more beautiful than that. And here she is 3 years later in 1980 singing a very traditional, that song was a modern creation. And the band behind her, folks, again, in hot, if you want to get your kids to, you know, be attracted to something because it's hot and it's cool, the players playing behind her are the very best musicians in the world. Her band was even called The Hot Band. It was is so good. And it still exists. Here is Emmylou Harris playing a very traditional American song, Wayfaring Stranger. Just a verse from this. It's all I can do. This is 3 years later. She's 33 years old. Playing on, this is live on television she's playing. She's on guitar.
I am a poor. Traveling through this world of woe, yeah, there's no sin.
Well, that's all we could get. We got a break coming up, and we'll go to news, Donald Trump, your thoughts, and more callers after this break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic.